the leadership in Washington has gotten us on the wrong path in many respects over the last 2 years in particular, but not just the last 2 years. I think both the Republican and Democratic parties have evidenced that they are unable to control spending, and that their interests are in trying to regulate people's lives in ways that I don't think they ought to be regulated, and in ways that I think are damaging to the economy. So I just think I can bring some different ideas to Washington.
Now, as a Republican candidate, do you feel or seek out any Tea Party influence?
Well, I certainly feel some Tea Party support. I've spoken at Tea Party rallies, and my view of the Tea Party, I guess we call them big tent Republicans, or I'm, you know, to win this thing, I got to get a lot of unaffiliated and independent voters, and even some Democrats. But I would say about the Tea Party that the rallies I've spoken at, I've talked to a lot of people there, and I think it's a mixed bag of folks. You know, there's a few crazies, and there's a lot of very moderate people. And but what pulls them together, I think, is they're very upset about the way the economy's going and government's response to it. The conversations are always about the economy and jobs at every one of these that I've been to.
Do you see much of a presence of the Tea Party within the state of Oregon and within this campaign?
I don't know what the numbers are, but there's a significant group.
You've been a professor, a teacher at Lewis and Clark Law School since 1973 and served as dean there. Your website says one lesson from this experience that you would bring to the Senate is the guideline, expenses cannot exceed revenues.
Absolutely, and goodness knows that is a lesson that needs to be learned in Washington, D.C. Unlike the state of Oregon, although Oregon has its own troubles, there's no balanced budget requirement in the federal government. So in one single year, the Obama administration has proposed to be $1.2 trillion in debt. That's huge. So, yeah, that's a lesson I think I learned and I would try to bring to government.
A recent OPB story states that your ads focus more on Senator Wyden's shortcomings than on your own campaign platform. Is that a fair assessment, and if so, why?
Well, I think the one TV ad we've done does focus on what we believe are some votes that he took that are incorrect or bad policy. And I think that my view is basically this is less about me and more about how we are represented in the Senate. And so basically I'm asking the voters of Oregon to fire Ron Wyden. That's what I'm asking him to do when I run for the Senate. And so I think I need to give him reasons why he should be terminated in his employment.
One key part of that Senator Wyden speaks about that he's proud of accomplishing is the Secure Rural Schools program. Could you speak to that?
Well, I think if you talk to county commissioners and other local public officials, what most of them will tell you is if that's all they get, they want it. But that's not the system they want to have for the future. They want a system in which they get tax revenues from the same sources that other counties get tax revenues. And that means a viable economy. So I think at the end of the day, they see that as a handout that they're, in a sense, entitled to, given the fact that timber receipts have been totally cut off and ONC lands in those counties have been cut off. But to me, that's there's got to be a better solution, and that's a good, viable economy rather than just getting a bill passed to pass out money to local schools.
And how much should the federal government be participating in creating this viable economy, and how much is it up to the private business sectors?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's entirely up to private business. I think the government needs to, some would say, just get out of the way. I don't think it's that simple. I think there are very positive things government can do by putting in place the kind of infrastructure that allows legal and institutional infrastructure that allows and physical infrastructure, interstate highways and so forth are important to commerce. But I think the government, the concept of the government actually creates jobs and can spend a lot of money, and that will have a multiplier effect and through the economy has just proven not to work over and over and over again. So I firmly believe that if we're going to revive the economy, we have to get business in a position where it can be successful.
You're talking about over a long period of time that you feel that government has not been successful at creating jobs or the economy getting a boost from it. But speak a little bit, if you could, about the bailout as it occurred and What's your assessment of that?
Right. Well, Senator Wyden's television ad says that I am in favor of Wall Street bailouts. That's a distortion, to say the least, of my position. What I have said, and I've said it here, actually, the Eugene Register Guard twice reported, I've said that the TARP bill, which is the one and only bill that he voted against in all of this, that the TARP bill was sort of the least worst of all of this stuff. And the reason I say that is because it required repayment. It was really the government making loans or investing in companies with the requirement of repayment. And in fact, much of that money's been repaid. The problem is that the repayment has gone into other expenditure rather than to paying down the debt. So, you know, if government is going to help out private business, I think it should not hand out money as it has under the stimulus bill, which Wyden voted for. But loaning money to companies that we think have the capacity to repay it, I think that's a better approach if government's going to be involved in that way.
We were speaking earlier about ad campaigns, and I want to come back to the recent TV ad of yours, which includes this may be a paraphrase, but that Senator Wyden voted to spend $2 million to study exotic ants.
Well, we've been accused of being unfair in that statement. I mean, what Senator Wyden voted for was an appropriation out of which funding for exotic ants came. I mean, obviously, in any ad like that, you're trying to get people's attention. It's probably fair to say that Senator Wyden didn't actually know it was going to fund exotic ant studies, but what that says is he didn't know how the money was going to be spent. And I think it just is a point about more oversight. When Congress is going to dump a lot of money into research, they ought to be interested in how that money is being used to conduct research.
Well, as you said, there's only so much time in those TV ads. And at the end of it, you and other candidates need to say that they approve of the ad.
Right.
But how closely do you monitor how an ad, what it says, and how it presents the information?
Well, very closely. Actually, I mean, this is my first experience in politics, mm-hmm. but part of the fun of it has been actually participating in making that ad. So I was right there when the kid was throwing the sand at the camera or trying to. It took a lot of takes to get the sand to hit the camera. So I was there, and I knew everything that was being said. And it's hard, you know, when you're an academic like me and you get a semester to talk about whatever you want to talk about, it's pretty hard to press things into 30 seconds. When they told me, you know, you get 7 seconds in this ad, I think, whoa, that's not a lot of time.
It's kind of counterintuitive for a
professor. Totally, it is, yeah.
What is your opinion on the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on contributions by corporations to
campaigns? Right, well, I'm generally opposed to federal finance regulation. Not because I don't think there are issues, and as an incumbent, you know, it's pretty easy to start thinking these regulations might work to my advantage because the incumbents have all the advantages. You know, the incumbents get 90% of the PAC money. People stand in line to give them money, and I stand in line to get money from people. But I'm generally opposed to them because I think whatever finance contribution regulations we've enacted, people figure out how to get around them. That's the nature of, you know, humans are pretty creative and ingenious, and they find ways around those regulations. So really in the interest of free speech, I think everybody ought to be able to spend whatever they want, but I think they ought to report where it comes from.
Which leads to a question, if you could share with our listeners some examples of your contributions that you've received and where they came from.
Well, it's about 85%, as of the June reporting deadline, we had close to 90% of our dollars came from within the state of Oregon. And basically all of that, I mean, the maximum anybody can give you is $2,400 in the primary, $2,400 in the general. So I have a few donors who've given me $4,800. The vast majority of us come in much smaller pieces than that. The only out-of-state money I've gotten are from a few private contributors, or mostly friends of mine whose arms I twisted. But some PAC money from Republican senatorial PACs. Each of the Republican senators has their own PAC, and we've gotten some contributions from them. Senator Wyden, on the other hand, has gotten close to 90% of his cash from outside the state, although he will tell you when you ask him if he's here that about 85% of his money is in state, but that's 85% of his contributors, so it's a lot of small $10, $2,200 donations.
So who are your two largest contributors?
Well, I guess I can say that to you because they are reported. Well, I, you know, I guess I'd rather not say their names. I mean, they're just individuals in Oregon. One's a timber guy, although the timber guys haven't been as supportive as I would like them to be, because I think I'm a very good candidate for them. But it's all, you know, it's all in the FEC reports. Anybody who gives you more than $200, their name appears in the FEC reports.